Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is August 14th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which you can do by subscribing to Motor Vitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotorVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. Start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, was there anything anybody learned this last week? Or that you wish you had known before, anything worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any big events happen? Well, barring that, I think we're just going to have a pretty casual conversation this morning. So, as always, Scott, this is kind of it's true that often my topics are related to kind of what happens in my day-to-day world, and we've kind of talked about this a little bit in the past, but I think there were a couple of new things that came up in conversations with people that I kind of wanted to have a discussion about and stuff like that. And basically I just wanted to talk about dress code a little bit. And, you know, so I have told the story on this call many times, and I talk about it in my book about how once upon a time, when I was in sales, I mean, when I first started in sales, way back when, I was wearing a tie on every sales appointment. I mean, I got up and I put on a tie and I went in. That's what I wore in every appointment. I wore a tie. And one Saturday I had an appointment and the guy said, you can't come in my house unless you take that tie off. And it did slowly start to occur to me that, you know, it is, I mean, it's a position where you're doing a plumbing assessment. It's kind of a technical position. And so I think the tie in some ways screamed salesperson. And while that's not a bad thing, it does, I think, sometimes put people on defense, you know, when they, oh, here comes the sales guy. Clearly you're not a, you know, you're not a service technician, you know, and I think it in some ways it may have hindered, you know, I don't know for sure. I think a lot of that is attitude, but anyway, I stopped wearing ties and I started going to Dockers dress shoes. I always wore, you know, dress shoes and Dockers and a nice either button-up shirt or collared shirt. I did ruin a couple pair of dress shoes when I was out, especially when I was out canvassing with mud and, you know, looking for new construction and stuff like that. But even at a customer's house sometimes, when you're doing a plumbing assessment and you're maybe walking out of the back of the house to see where the, you know, where the some pump line's coming out or whatever, it could get a little treacherous. But anyway, that's mostly what I wore, you know, dress shoes, Dockers, and collared shirt. And then somewhere along the line, I started getting more comfortable, and I went to jeans. And then I went to jeans and tennis shoes, always still a collared shirt, you know, with usually a logo on it or a name badge. And in the summertime, even shorts sometimes. I started, you know, especially when it was super hot, I'd show up at the house wearing shorts and then shorts and tennis shoes, always a collared shirt. What spawned this thought was, you know, now that I've progressed let me finish telling that story. There was one period of time where my sales dropped way low. You know, I had a month, one particular February where I had 12 appointments in a row that didn't close. And for somebody that had, you know, an 80%+ closing ratio, that was pretty tough for me, you know, and so I had at that point looked in the mirror and said, okay, what am I doing different here than what I have done before? And one of the first things that I did was I evaluated what I was wearing, and I stopped. You know, obviously, it was February. I wasn't wearing shorts at the point, but I started wearing Dockers again and started, you know, dressing professionally again. And ended up with one of the best marches I'd ever had, because it was just a lot of the ones from February had closed. But there was something about the confidence, you know, the feeling professional. And when you feel professional, you tend to present professionally, or you're more likely to present professionally. Customers can sense that, I think. Fast forward to today. A lot of times I'm doing work around the warehouse, and it gets a little dirty, and certainly gets super hot where I'm at here in my business. But it's not uncommon for me to wear shorts, always a collared shirt. I always wear a logoed shirt. But as customers walk in the front door, you know, we've started our dealership. We've opened our dealership. And our warehouse manager sits in the office, and she's always looks very professional. There are times when a customer walks in and I need to answer the phone or I'm sorry, I need to go up there and talk to them. And a lot of times I'm wearing shorts there are times sometimes that I actually have my Crocs on, because walking around all day, and I have, you know, this in the TMI category, you know, sometimes I have a little gout, and the shoes all day hurt my feet, and Crocs are like, they're like God's gift to feet. I don't know. And plus they are just really super cool shoes. I know you agree with me, Scott, how, awesome Crocs are, right? Yesterday my daughter is in town, and we were getting ready to leave to go on a hike a little bit early, and a customer walked in, and I didn't even have a logoed shirt on. I just had shorts and tennis shoes on, and because we were getting ready to go out and spend a little time together in the afternoon. And the customer came in, and it really hit me, like, I can't believe I'm walking up and talking to a customer this way. And I wanted to apologize. You know, as it turned out, it was a really great conversation, and I don't think it really mattered to the guy, because there are other ways to show your knowledge and professionalism, and once they realize you're credible. I did mention it to him, I said, you caught me, I'm getting ready to head out, you know, and I did tell him that, and I think he understood at that point that, you know, this casual – because I was definitely not dressed for the office at that point. So here's the conversation I wanted to have. There was another part of it, too. I had another conversation with somebody else this week. It all seemed, a lot of times, seemed to come up with clothing, but I'll talk about that in a second. So what do you think about dress code? You know, I think everybody sort of agrees that you have to have a logoed shirt and you have to identify who you are. How important is what you wear when you go in the home? I mean, Scott, you're down in Alabama where it gets super hot. Are you guys wearing shorts? You know, are you wearing T-shirts? You know, do you change your clothes? You know, when you go from one job, do they have extra shirts? I can tell you that happens when it's hot here. I sometimes change shirts like 3 times in a day because, first off, they're super uncomfortable and get sticky and wet and sweaty, but they just look like crap, you know? So, I mean, how do you guys, you know, I think regionally it's probably different, you know, on expectations, but what are your thoughts on it?
Well, that's the funny thing is we just revamped our dress code policy for the residential reps. When I started 8 years ago, it's always been a polo with a collar, company logo. But I started out wearing khakis. And then eventually went to jeans, tennis shoes. And the owner's always been like funny, because he's comes from like an older school way of how you're supposed to present yourself when going in. And I've got an extensive sales background, and I mean, I've had positions where, you know, you had to wear a suit and a tie. And I do think if you dress too, like if you're dressed too dressy, it does scream salesperson. But you can go to the other extreme and you can be sloppy. Down here, it is hot. So we have revamped. So it's always got to be a company logoed shirt. If you wear a hat, it's got to be a company logoed hat. And we just relaxed it to where, if you want to wear shorts, you can. But you need to like tuck in your shirt. You need to still look sharp. I mean, you can still look sharp wearing shorts, but it is very important, because when you ring the doorbell and the company owner's there, the first impression is going to be what you look like. And yeah. So, you know, you got to be, you know, clean shirt, clean shoes, you know, clean shorts or jeans, if that's what you want. You got to seem like you're put together a little bit. You can't be like show up in a t-shirt and Crocs, Kelly.
Whoa.
Come on, man.
Too much.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah.
So you have an anti-Croc policy? Come on.
Well, no, that's not a company policy. That's a personal policy.
Right. Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
You might as well wear flip-flops, man.
No. Flip-flops hurt in between your toes. You should try some Crocs. But anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
But I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, more than like that. I mean, if you have like facial hair, needs to be trimmed up, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care if you've got a long beard, as long as it is nice and neat.
Yeah,
because, you know, perception
it,
is
right?
reality. Because, you know, yeah. You know, you show up and, you know, you need to look presentable, whatever that means from person to person. But you can't be wearing a T-shirt and all this, because, you know, you show up looking sloppy, you're behind the eight ball before you've even yeah. opened your mouth.
Yeah. So somebody... I was talking to somebody the other day, and I guess there's a company, an HVAC company around, and they wear these bright green and orange shirts, and it's all their vans are bright green and orange. I mean, they pop like if they were in a parking, you know, if one of their vans was in a parking lot of 500 vehicles, your eyes would immediately go to it. And they also wear their shirts, all of them wear these bright green and orange, like fluorescent, like the kind of stuff that you painted on velvet when you were, you know, in junior high school in the 80s, that type of stuff. And they all wear these uniforms. And somebody said to me, wow, you should, you know, because the name of the dealership that we started is Yellow Duck Water Solutions. And, you know, because a man can never have too many rubber ducks in their life. That's my belief. But somebody suggested that we do uniforms that are bright, rubber duck yellow shirts. And while I go, you know, part of me says, it's bad enough I already embroider ducks on my shirt. but then I thought, you know, talk about branding, you know, to have that in there. So I was kind of curious what you guys thought about that. You know, what is it? What is it do to a customer, or what's a customer think when somebody walks in wearing something that looks like Steve Harvey on the Family Feud? You know, looks like that. You know, but you know, like something that you would never wear in a normal circumstance. I mean, how does that compare to just dressing, you know, Dockers and a polo and, you know, with the logoed shirt? What are your thoughts on that?
I love it. Cause I mean, it's Yellow Duck, light yellow. And one of the things, like, you might feel self-conscious wearing it, but you will definitely be remembered.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, right? If you're there with other people, you know, like with, like if you're competing with three people, I was kind of thinking that they would remember, oh yeah, that was the guy with the yellow shirt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, are you on? She may not be on. So I wanted to get her perspective.
I'm here. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So speak if you would, you know, cause I always love your, from a homeowner perspective, you know, cause you know, you talk about both of those, you know, what do you feel? I mean, you've seen me, you've seen, you know, shorts in a shirt. Obviously I'm not wearing Crocs when I go on a sales appointment. In fact, I normally, if I'm at the warehouse, don't wear them unless my feet are really, really killing me. But even so, I mostly have tennis shoes on, you know, my Hokas and you know, and that's certainly in the summertime what I wear. I mean, what's your opinion? You know, if somebody shows up at your place doing a sales call, you know, a plumbing assessment, water analysis, they show up at your house, like that, you know, or, I mean, would you rather see somebody in Dockers in dress shoes or dressed more comfortably the way you see me go in? And then secondly, what's your thought on the big flamboyant, you know, bright yellow shirts for something like that as far as branding and uniform?
So you have to remember, I'm a little more old school. I first job out of college was in a bank, and I was a bank manager. So I was expected to show up every day in a business suit, and not just pants business suit, but a skirt. Banking was old school. And no matter what, I was in high heel shoes, no matter how much my feet hurt. So I may have a little bit of a take on it, but a different take. But I will just tell you this. I believe.
I can't hear you, Michelle. You're. I don't know if you're on your earpiece, but.
Hold on. I'm a little bit old school. I believe in branding. Definitely a shirt that has the logo on it. Also a hat. I don't like mismatch. Like if they had like a team hat on, but the logo on their shirt. So I agree with Scott. It all has to match in that respect. So I don't like the salesy look either. I would be suspicious of someone coming in with a tie and all to speak to me. And if I was in a hot climate, I would probably be more amenable to someone wearing shorts. But I guess in my house, I would think, you know, not knowing that they have to, if they have to crawl under the house, you know, crawl around outside, obviously, you know, I would feel terrible if they had Dockers on. I'd be like, well, let me get you, you know, a blanket to put down. So, but I do believe in being looking professional. And that also, for me, that kind of goes with, like, again, old school Italian dad, you know, the hair should be kept nice. The beard should be kept nice, you know, or that could be a personal thing, you know, no scraggly, you know, unshaven, unkept. So for me, it's kind of the whole package, but I can overlook one or two of those things if the person I'm speaking to is knowledgeable, pleasant, you know, like that. Like I, you know, that won't ruin it for me. But if they come in and they are stumbling, don't know what they're talking about, don't have, you know, then the whole experience to me would be like, I don't think so for this company, or I'm not, you know, not feeling so warm and fuzzy about doing business with them. I hope that gives you. And the bright colors, I wouldn't mind, you know, if that's the uniform, and that's, you know, like if it was a bright color on their truck and they come in with a, you know, or the logo or something in bright colors, that would be fine also.
Yeah. I kind of like that idea. You know, it's when you, I've always talked about like doctors, you know, you can identify a doctor, you know, they have it's essentially their uniform, their white smock and their stethoscope around their neck. And before they even open their mouth, there's some credibility there. You know, you assume that they've had plenty of education and that they, you know, are an expert in their field and stuff like that. And, but to your point, Michelle, it doesn't matter if they open their mouth and they sound like an idiot, suddenly they've lost their credibility. It doesn't matter whether they're wearing a white smock and a stethoscope, but they at least start that way. I kind of like the idea of that. I mean, you know, it's strange to me, but like a loud that stands out, you know, branding like that, that also kind of screams team as well. You know, when everybody is dressed the same, you know, when everybody has the same look, you know, it kind of screams team. And I kind of like that. I also think that sometimes it could be, you know, I do that when it's a little, you know, you poke fun at the logo and it makes it a little fun, you know. It's sort of an icebreaker sometimes, you know, because I wear a little, even to this day, I wear, you know, we embroider ducks, little rubber ducks on our shirts, and all of them have little rubber ducks on them. That's because that's been the kind of the mascot of Moto Vitality for you know, 18 years. So, 18
if I can jump in for a moment.
Yeah.
If I can jump in for a moment, I remember you telling me a story how there was another water treatment company in a different state that asked you if they could, you know,
they really loved the idea
of the duck. Go ahead, you can tell the story.
No. You're right. They asked me. I'm like, I don't patent the duck. But I thought it was pretty cool. It is something. The one thing that's a little annoying about the duck is it became a Jeep thing during COVID. Everybody always asks me, so you drive a Jeep? I'm like, I mean, yes, but not because of the duck. I had the duck way before the Jeeps. It's not fair, you know, the stupid duck Jeeps, Jeep ducks. That's not fair. It was my duck first, my duck. So anyway, just wanted to get that out there. But you're right. Yes,
You've got a unique opportunity, though, Kelly, because the bright orange, the bright green, the bright yellow for 99.9% of us in the water treatment industry wouldn't work because it just doesn't go together with water. You know, you go like on the water treatment professionals when a page on Facebook and everybody shows their vehicles, they're all white, they're black and blue, and, you know, it goes together, but, you know, they all kind of look the same. And, you know, most service trucks, whether it's HVAC or whether it's plumbers, they all kind of look about the same. And you have the unique opportunity with the rubber duck to take advantage of that yellow color to really stand out against, you know, everybody else. The bright yellow, I think it would really set you apart. I think it really, like buys into the whole thing of rubber duck and water, and the vehicles would really stand out. You would be able to see them on the road. Do you give out traditional business cards or do you give out little rubber ducks with your phone number on them?
Right now, just business cards, you know, but I love that. I love I mean, we do have the little rubber ducks that we give, you know, keychains, but this whole dealership thing right now is brand spanking new for us. I mean, you know, I don't even have my website completely done. It's up and functional, but it's not,
completely done. You know, we just, you know, so it can go any direction we need it to go. You know, it's kind of, I just thought it was kind of an idea and wanted to, you know, it does make sense to sort of go, you know, I mean, it's kind of fun to be able to put it together, you know, to look at this and say, we can create this from scratch, you know, and now is the time, frankly, to do it too, you know, so, mm-hmm. you know,
and then before, either do like bright yellow business cards, if you're going to give them out
to stand out. Yeah.
But, yeah. you know, they get lost with all the other business cards that they have. But if you gave them a little rubber duck with your phone number on it, that doesn't get put with the other ones. That gets
it goes to the grandkids. They give it to the grandkids, and the grandkids chew on it. Sometimes we give those away I mean, I love the idea. You're right. I'm actually thinking, you know, rubber duck-shaped business cards maybe or something like that, you know, that – So I have been sometimes leaving, like, you know, when I do an install, like leaving a rubber duck down on the equipment, you know, just putting it on top of the equipment. I've been doing that. What's that?
It's Doug from Canada. I'm going to bring a small scale option that you guys are talking big scale, but here's a small scale one that reflects my insurance days. When I started, I had cheap Bic pens, and I was constantly leaving them. And, you know, there's lots of out there, the engraved company names, those type of things. And an experienced agent said, Doug, go and buy a very expensive pen. And when you get somebody to sign something, it's going to show a level of professionalism. And the other part is you'll never leave it behind, because if you left it behind, you'd turn around and go back and get it.
No, that's I think it does, like, the cheap stuff absolutely does say that it's cheap. I love that. Doug, I didn't realize you were on. Can you support my allegiance to Crocs, Doug? I mean, your Canadians also love Crocs, right?
They're great in the garage. How's that?
So what if we bedazzle them? Would that make a difference if I bedazzled my Crocs? Because I've seen some pretty cool looking bedazzled Crocs, and we're talking, they would stand out. Again, it's a unique opportunity. You said it. I could make that part of the branding, and we could everybody at Yellow Duck Water Solutions could wear bedazzled, bright yellow, bedazzled Crocs.
You do you, boo boo. You do you.
Michelle, are you willing to wear this as your uniform? Is it your daily uniform?
I'm just here laughing hysterically right now.
All right. Any other thoughts on this or comments? It's been an interesting conversation. Just some thought-provoking stuff. Anything else here? Any final thoughts? So we didn't send out a reminder this week. We got kind of crazy busy. My daughter's in town. That's an excuse, I realize. And we didn't send out the reminder. And yet you guys were here and participating. And all joking aside, it really means the world to me. I appreciate it. A lot that you guys find value enough in this conversation and that you log on every week. It means a ton. So thank you so much. Anything else?
I know you send a reminder sometimes, or you tell people if there's a topic or something that comes up that they would like you to discuss. It may not be on the very next one if you need to do some research or background in it, but, you know, always send it to us so we have fresh topics.
Yeah, Michelle's constantly on Sunday going, okay, I got to send out a thing. What's your topic? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll come up with something. I like it. Scott, you're great about that. You give me ideas. I always love that. So thanks, guys. I really do appreciate it. Have a great week. We will talk to you next week, if not before.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye.